Until 6, this is Drive with Adam Shands.
Bit of an update on the upcoming visit of controversial Dutch MP Geert Wilders, who's coming here next Tuesday to launch the so-called anti-Islam party, Australian Liberty Alliance. He's been trying to get a venue here in town to speak, but it's not proven to be easy. The national president of the Australian Liberty Alliance, Debbie Robinson, says that one five-star hotel in town had taken a deposit on Tuesday, but then cancelled when management realised that Mr. Wilders would be involved. And you recall who Mr. Wilders is. He's a controversial force over in the Netherlands. He's called Islam retarded, and the Prophet Muhammad was a paedophile, and compared the Quran to Hitler's Mein Kampf. But of course, my position is that we should hear this nonsense and try to knock it down in a contest of ideas. But obviously, a polarising figure. Interestingly, the Australian Hotels Association is urging its members to carefully consider any booking requests from Wilders and his associates, suggesting that most venues would not be able to manage the associated security risks. I'm joined now by the Executive Director of the Australian Hotels Association here in Western Australia, Bradley Woods. Good afternoon, Bradley.
Hi, Adam.
Thanks for your time. You've made this recommendation to your members. What was your fear?
Well, there's no fear. This is a normal practice. I mean, we try and ensure we provide our members with good advice on facility management best practice. We've done this before from visits from other notable political figures when there's a heightened degree of potential protest, so that venues can ensure that they've put in place the appropriate risk management issues to deal with any sort of public disruption, particularly given the duty of care that they have to their staff and also other guests that are on the hotel premises.
Yeah, but you've gone sort of further than that. I mean, reading between the lines, my view is you're basically saying that don't get involved in this. It's too contentious. Better ways to make money.
Yeah, look, I can certainly see that some would take that view, but we haven't taken a position either way. We're not saying that people should take the booking or not take the booking. What we're saying is that visits of this nature are likely to attract a heightened degree of protest, a heightened degree of public attention. When Mr. Wilders was last here in Australia, or particularly in Perth, he was accompanied by WA Police Dignitary Protection Unit, as well as his own security team, and certainly visits to the United States have sparked violent demonstrations. And I think that the operators of hotels and meeting facilities need to be aware of that so that they can ensure that if they do take the booking, they're very aware of what security and procedures they need to have in place.
Yeah, but Debbie Robinson is basically saying there's a campaign out against her and Wilders, she's made the point that when Chogham was here in 2011, there was no problem back then. And, I mean, you may disagree, you may say there was the same sort of warnings given back then, but she's sort of using this as an example of how the mainstream, the sympathisers, if you like, are stopping the exercise of free speech in this state.
Well, it might actually be in her interest for us to be advising venues of the need to have appropriate security. Imagine, Adam, if we didn't have an understanding of the nature of an event and protesters turned up en masse and a hotel wasn't dealing with the security appropriately and those functions or events were disrupted or even destroyed because of the nature of those protesters, because of a non-understanding of what the nature of the event was. So in order to ensure that whatever function is occurring at a hotel, a venue needs to be aware of what the nature of it is, whether it's a small private function or a political function. There's always a risk management issue that has to be considered here. I don't think it's a question of any political perspective, whether it be far left or far right. I think it's a question of good practice management, good facility management to ensure that steps are in place for a business to be aware of the issues, and if they can't manage those issues, then they need to make a choice around it. Some venues certainly can manage it, and to the point that was made around Chogham, the same issues were dealt with during Chogham, but it was dealt with a lot more privately, a lot more confidentially. But I can assure you, when there are high-level visitations of political representatives and figures in Australia and attending hotels, there is the appropriate level of security and procedures that are put in place well before dignitaries arrive. And I'm sure in the case of a visiting parliamentarian like Mr. Wilders, the same sort of procedures should also be adopted.
Because I guess from your point of view, the last thing you'd want to do is to dissuade people from coming here to have functions in hotels, particularly like in this case. I'm sure the Australian Liberty Alliance will be saying, look, here's evidence that we're being marginalised. We can't get a platform here and so forth. And you have gone further. You've sort of suggested that that Mr. Wilders' views are not necessarily those of mainstream Australians. It's an unusual step to take, getting involved in the politics, Bradley.
Well, I think it's fairly public that Mr. Wilders' name, it's been reported in the media generally, that his name is suggested to be on a movement alert list maintained by the Department of Immigration, and that those political views could attract attention, public protests, and it's those protesters that could become most problematic. I think at the end of the day, though, people who are championing a particular cause are looking for any opportunity to beat these issues up in the media. When we provide advice to our members, it's done through direct advice to them, not through the media. But as you're aware, sometimes these things become public, and that's what's happened on this occasion. We've not sought to make the issue public, but now that it is out there, we're not going to hide from the comments or the advice we've given. The AHA has certainly not, and I stress this, Adam, the AHA has certainly not suggested a boycott in any way or form, and it's a commercial decision to host or accept a booking from Wilders or any of his affiliate organisations, and it's up to each and every business. But they do need to be aware and informed of the security and problematic risks that are associated.
Indeed. Have you sought any advice from police or law enforcement generally?
Well, we have a good relationship with a range of enforcement agencies that hotels usually work with when there's any high-level protection required, and that would just follow the normal process and practices. And if it's similar to Mr. Wilders' last visit, then he had appropriate security, and we would assume that he would on this occasion as well.
Well, let's hope it all goes very quietly and people get to put their views, and we preserve the freedom of speech in our state. Thanks for your time, Bradley.
You're welcome, Adam. Have a good afternoon.
You too. That's Bradley Woods from the Australian Hotels Association on the advice that the AHA is giving to its members to carefully consider booking requests for the Dutch MP, Geert Wilders, who's coming next Tuesday. I want to get him on the show if I possibly can, but, you know, I think it's very important, and you've got to hear what Bradley's saying there, that that it's not a boycott, just saying people should consider what the implications are of having this bloke speaking in their premises, because there will be a pushback. But I think the worst thing is when the these forces, the anti-Islam forces, look at these sort of things and say, look, here's another example. We can't get our voice out in the media. You always stop us and all sort of thing. No one's stopping. Nobody is stopping you putting your views in this state. And we'd love to have Geert Wilders in the studio. We're going to have this this function, I believe, at a private location. But come to a public one, 6 p.m. If you're listening, the organisers, give us a call on 922 11 882.